Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here celebrating the 22nd anniversary of our show this week. And it's just you and me. We're continuing to march, talking about some of the internals of the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. 8 of the 10 elements of the NFIB's Index. And this is the gold standard, folks, the NFIB's Bill Duckenberg's NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. It's the gold standard for small business. There is no other one like it. None. Zero. And they've been doing it for almost half a century. So it's officially the gold standard. And 8 of the 10 elements were up in October. 8 of the 10. What does that tell you? Optimism. The labor market was, part of it was up. Capital spending was up. Sales and inventory, sales is up. Inflation, what that means when he talks about inflation, he's talking about you and me having pricing power, being able to raise our prices. That was up. That's good news. That's because when you and I can raise our prices, we're already managing our businesses profitably. So when we can raise our prices, that means we can pay those new higher salaries and put some money on the bottom line. That's good news. I already talked about compensation's up. I've already talked about the labor shortage that they talk about. A couple of things I want to talk about in this segment, though. I mentioned in the previous segment about the fact that we're only growing at little bit less than 2.5%. I actually predicted in my 2019 predictions that we would grow at over 2.5% this year. I missed that one. It looks like it's going to be like 2.35. So that was a miss for me, but I was close. But here's the thing we need to take away from this, folks. We were happy 30 years ago in 1989, 25 years ago in 1994, 20 years ago in 1999, when the economy was $6 trillion, $9 trillion, $12 trillion. We were happy with 3% growth. Now, do 3%, multiply 3% times 9 trillion. Do the math on that, right? You can do it. Now, think about this. You've got a $21 trillion economy today in the United States. That's more than double what it was in 1999 when we were happy with 3% growth. Now do 2.5% on $21 trillion. That's a bigger number. So we have to put these percentages in perspective. We're keeping the same 3% number as an indicator, and that is an important number to keep up with. But you can't. You and I can't spend 3%. Nobody will give us a hamburger for a percentage. They'll only give us a hamburger for real money. And so you have to do the math on the GDP number and the percentage, and whatever that number is, that's the stuff you can buy a hamburger with. And there's more to buy more hamburgers with than there was before. You see what I'm getting at? Maybe we need to start thinking 2.5 is awesome with this kind of with this level of an economy. Now, obviously, I'd like to get to 3%, but there are reasons why we don't have 3%. Part of it, as I said earlier, is the fact that we don't have enough people to manage things, to do the work, which brings me to my second point. I want to get in here real quick before the end of the break. Remember when we thought that technology was going to lose a bunch of jobs, and people are still saying that, and it may happen 10, 20, 30 years from now. I don't know. But all technology has done is disrupt jobs. It hasn't gotten rid of jobs, because here we are, we got all kinds of technology, all kinds of artificial intelligence, all kinds of robots, And yet we're still in a crisis in the United States for not having enough people to work. We got all this new technology, all this artificial intelligence, all these robots, and we still can't find enough people to do the jobs. What does that tell you about the relationship between humans in the marketplace, in the workplace, and technology? As of right now, things are disrupted. There are jobs that have gone away, but other jobs have been created. There is that. We got to reconcile that. But the worries that technology is gonna cost us a bunch of jobs, so far that hasn't come to pass. We'll see in the future. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're going to come back and continue to celebrate our 22nd anniversary right after the break. Before I go, though, I want to remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.